multiplicity arising out of oneness, and yet the beauty is the oneness is never lost. The point that was there before the universe ever came into being is still present in every being. The timeless moment, the timeless fullness of life, unmanifested life, that never really disappeared. At some point, the journey home begins for the entire universe back to oneness. The journey home. What else is this gathering than the journey home? So this may reflect something on a very small scale, but it's all connected. That's happening on a very large scale. The beginning of the journey home to oneness, because you discover the underlying essence and oneness of all life and of yourself. And we couldn't do that if that were not part of a larger movement within the cosmos. And we are simply an expression of that awakening out of the dream of multiplicity. Perhaps the dream had to be dreamt so that God can know him, her, itself as God, only after losing itself in form and then waking up. And it's so beautiful, that waking up that is built into the dream, the need to wake up. And that's why the dream is meant to become unpleasant after a while, because the unpleasantness of the dream turning unpleasant, is the built-in alarm clock in the dream. Preordained, built-in alarm clock. That's the unpleasantness. And after that has rang, another character appears in a dream called the spiritual teacher. And the spiritual teacher says, as the character in the dream, don't you realize this is a dream? You can wake up even while you're still dreaming this dream. You can wake up and know who you are even in the dream. And continue to play that character without totally believing in it anymore, without losing yourself in the character, this temporary form. And then you'd see how much more pleasant the dream is. You may know that all the very ancient myths in so many cultures have the story of the Golden Age, the very distant beginning of things when beings lived in harmony, in total harmony. India has that story of the yugas, the original beginning of thing, was when things perhaps were still closer to oneness. And the more you get away from the oneness into diversification, the more difficult things become. The harder it gets, because every form believes itself to be separate. And then there's the promised return, the return to the state of oneness. So things start with the Golden Age, so-called, and then they deteriorate continuously. But in the process of deterioration, there's also a lot of learning of forms. We learn of what all the things that make up the universe. And then comes the return back to the source, back home. The dream improves again, but this time with consciousness, with knowing. Paradise Regained, as one ancient literary work is entitled, Paradise Regained. And that is the purpose. Paradise Regained is not quite the same as the original paradise. It's conscious. The original was natural oneness, and then conscious oneness. So this gathering here is part of a huge thing. It's not an isolated phenomenon. It's not even relegated to just this planet. It must be connected with everything else in the cosmos, otherwise it wouldn't be able to exist here as the gathering. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about this and realizing this. if you can become still, whatever you truly need to know, you'll know. Out of that stillness, the answer suddenly comes. The answer to every vital question is already in you. Not the answer to non-vital questions. I recommend that between now and dinner time, we keep noble silence, as the Buddha called it. Noble silence is to be present in the silence. That's why it's noble. Otherwise, it's just silence. Noble silence between now and dinner time. We don't know, of course, what happens to the voice in your head. We'll see.